Tokyo, Australia, Germany.
Go head on with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head on with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy!
Okay, the pitiful, paltry, puny voice was a joke. This is The Horn, headonradionetwork.com is where we live. It's two and a half minutes past the hour. Hi, I'm Typhoid Bob Kincaid. I really don't feel good, but I figured there would be something on the order of a mutiny if I didn't try to crawl behind the microphone here. This here being Friday and me having been gone all last week and out Wednesday and out Thursday, and well, I'm here. But all kidding aside, I'm not in good shape. So I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Agnes has a rerun queued up, and God only knows what date it is. And
don't complain, Bob.
I'm not complaining. But I thought we'd try to chat for a little bit at the very least. What do you mean throw the third switch? I threw the third switch. It is, in fact, the 10th day of February, 2017. And I'm sending, and, well, I'll be damned.
What's wrong?
I've crawled behind the board here to try to do something. And we're sending, but we ain't sending. I'll be dipped. This is weird. Well, at any rate, it's 6 minutes past the hour, and I really am Bob Kincaid, and it really is the 10th day of February, 2017, and I really do feel like crap. But after spending the better part of the day trying to get myself into some semblance of a shape to get back here and have a go over it, it appears that something up the line is not working. But no, just so you can know, looking back, I think I started to get sick while I was in D.C., and maybe I missed out. Maybe I missed some of the early warning signs by virtue of being all stressed out driving home. Yeah, it caught up with me at the end of the program on Tuesday, and I was flat on my back by Wednesday, well, all Tuesday night, and then Wednesday, and then yesterday, and I've spent most of the time in bed today. And no one is... No one's receiving the signal. I'm just going to try something here. Hold on a minute. Well, so anyway, it's now 11 minutes past the hour, and nothing is working. I'm not getting through to White Rose. White Rose, I don't know what the hell's wrong. But I did want to at least let y'all know that I tried. You can at least hear this this little, you know, proof of, I mean, it's not like I'm some sort of, you know, Soviet dictator that hasn't been heard from for a couple of months, but I figured I would provide some sort of evidence of my continued existence. And I was actually, this being Friday, I was looking forward to trying to make it through to the group portion of the conversation and just enjoy the company. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So, I don't know much to do except to say thanks for downloading this recording, and I apologize, and I hate to do this, but the fact of the matter is, it's not a hate to do this. It's a happy to say this. With the way things have run, we would be in a $720 hole this evening, but we're not. Thanks to the good offices of our subscribers, of whom we have, it'd be nice to have more, but the ones we have are tremendously important. We aren't in a $720 hole. It's more like only, $450 or so. My ciphering's even worse than usual, but with our subscribers, that's, you know, the, it's not nearly as dire as it could be. At any rate, we had a lot to talk about. I had a story out here where I was going to get to do my cheesy Russian accent. And there is some breaking news. If you haven't heard it by the time you download this, somebody has and it's a technical term out of the law, somebody has a scintilla uris of brains inside the White House. And for the time being, they've decided at 1600 Trumpsylvania Avenue that they're not going to appeal the Ninth Circuit ruling that came down Thursday, you know, in which Trump got kicked all over the Ninth Circuit and lost 3-0 and proved himself to be the loser that he is. Are we tired of winning yet? No. I want to keep winning as long as it involves beating Donald Trump. You take your little happy things where you can find them. And by the way, another little something out there. CNN is reporting that intelligence officials are telling them that they are beginning to corroborate some of the details in the Trump dossier. You know, the one that was immediately dismissed and disappeared and just fell apart and we never heard from it again. And he got all orange in the face and screamed fake news a lot. And turns out some of the foreign contact information is being verified. Drip, drip, drip. And so we may yet find out that he really did have that pee-pee party or whatever, and as well as whatever it was he did in St. Petersburg and was too goddamn dumb to realize that a business magnate like himself would be videotaped by secret cameras in hotel rooms. Yeah, I know. Another little interesting rumor, and rumor is all it is that one of the things that was proven to be wrong in the original dossier, that he sent one of his trusted lawyers over to negotiate the terms of the blackmail with the Russians in Prague, it wasn't. I saw one report earlier today that, in fact, it turns out that it was Ivana, his first wife. You know, he married Ivana. They had Ivanka. And then he fooled around on her with Marla Maples. And then he married Marla Maples and had more kids. Or kid. I don't know. I can't. And then he fooled around on her with malaria. Ivana, it turns out, was at the inauguration to hear the American Carnage, We All Bleed speech. And it may have been Ivana whom he sent to Prague to negotiate the terms under which the Russians would blackmail him. Mm-hmm. So that's developing. A lot of stuff developing. And I'm assuming I'll be back for more on Monday. But some of this won't necessarily wait. I know a lot of us have struggled with the sense of sort of hopelessness that attends all of this. It may not be as hopeless as we think. In point of fact, the resistance is solidifying. Not sure if you're aware of this, but Representative Liu of California, Ted Liu, L-I-E-U, has introduced a bill in the House that would require a psychiatrist to be on staff. Now, some people of a certain age may hearken back to a film of about, a hilarious film, by the way, of about 1968 called The President's Analyst. Well, there is no psychiatrist in the White House. It was only in 1928 that Congress passed a law requiring a White House doctor to be on site. But they never, well, I guess they never really thought we would need a White House shrink. But hey, never say never, and 1928 has been proven wrong. Speaking to Huffington Post, Congressman Liu said, "I'm looking at it from the perspective of if there are questions about the mental health of the President of the United States, what may be the best way to get the President treatment? We're now in the 21st century. Mental health is just as important as physical health. It's not normal for the President of the United States within 24 hours to write about death and destruction and fake news and evil. The most troubling aspect of this it is very clear he has a disconnection from the truth. The very first press conference he had in this administration, they could have talked about jobs or health care. They talked about crowd size and then lied about it. It's one of the most bizarre events I've witnessed in politics." So a little golf clap for Representative Ted Liu. Mind you, the bill will probably come to nothing. But a bill doesn't necessarily have to be passed to be a something. This is an acknowledgement of a failure of our constitutional form of governance to keep a 200-proof madman out of the chief magistracy of the United States. So, you know, watch this space. At first, only, you know, maybe only a few of us have the vision to recognize that Donald Trump is a deeply unwell man. But that may snowball. Meanwhile, in a sign of persistent economic anxiety, an apology has gone out from some college Republicans. Central Michigan University. The Central Michigan University College Republicans handed out gift bags to students last night, for Valentine's Day. Oh, isn't that sweet? Yeah. Or not last night, Wednesday night. It's all beginning to run together in a sort of, hungry haze. I've been on a water diet for the past, a water fast for the past 3 days. It sucks. But no, Wednesday, the college Republicans at Central Michigan University passed out Valentine's Day gift bags to students there at Central Michigan University. And, you know, it had the little candy hearts in it, and maybe a piece of chocolate, who knows. But there was one other thing in the gift bag. A pink card, I'm not kidding, with a to and a from on it, and a picture of, 22 minutes past the hour. Who had 22 minutes? Well, no, it doesn't really count, because I don't think Gerald expected me to be on the air. A pink card with a picture of Adolf Hitler on it. And, you know, for a guy whose guts are all messed up, this is really nauseating and sickening even more so. Even if you've got perfectly happy guts, this is disgusting. But, you know, this is the modern Republican Party. This is the Republican Party of 2017. The Republican Party that Milo Yiannopoulos and racist Bannon both declared, and some Pollyanna little Democrat said, oh, no, of course not. There couldn't be that many Nazis in the Republican Party. Goodness gracious, goodness. Well, there are. Because in the ditty bags, in the Valentine's gift bags, courtesy of the college Republicans of Central Michigan University, a pink card with a picture of Adolf Hitler on it that said, my love for you burns like 6,000 Jews. Apparently the college Republicans of Central Michigan University also have some ciphering problems, because it should more properly have three more zeros with it and should read 6 million.
No, but we can't be mean to them. They're just economically misunderstood.
Fucking Nazis. Okay? So, we got that. Of course, the secretary of the Central Michigan University College Republicans is disavowing all knowledge of the action. The group didn't identify the member who placed the card in the bag. The group apologized on Facebook, saying it doesn't condone anti-Semitism, except when it does, and that the card was made and placed in the bag without its knowledge. Interestingly, it was signed, it had a name on it. It was signed XOXO
Courtney.
Well, at least it wasn't a Taylor or a Tiffany or a Brooke.
Courtney, my love for you burns like 6,000 Jews.
Hail Trump. Hail our people. Right? Meanwhile, they're going to have a student discussion of it at Central Michigan University. Central Michigan University spokeswoman Sherry Knight said the school is deeply disappointed, and they're meeting on Thursday at the school to discuss the incident. Jesus. Tuesday, by the way, is Valentine's Day. No, really, say it with flowers. No, don't say it with flowers. They'll make a goddamn swastika out of roses or something. Because Republicans. In the time since I've been gone, my senator, Joe Manchin, became the only Democrat in the United States Senate to vote in favor of Jefferson Davis Beauregard Sessions III. Yeah. Go, Joe. Go. No, really. Stand not upon the order of your going, but go at once. You know the sad thing, though? The Republicans don't want Joe Manchin either. Because he'd probably stab them in the back. Because, you know, Joe belongs to a party called Joe Manchin. Joe. So, like I said, I was actually looking forward to doing a program this evening because we had material. We had faces, Max. And as soon as I'm done here, I'm going to drop a note to Ben. And see what in the world's wrong with the streamer so that when I get back Monday, maybe we can actually have a program. Hoping I'll be up to speed by then. Big doings Monday down in McDowell County, West Virginia. Bernie's coming back. He's going to be here Sunday. With a big rally or event or whatever at the Charleston, West Virginia Municipal Auditorium in support of his book. And then, Monday, there will be a town hall meeting at the Armory down in McDowell County featuring Bernie and my friend Chris Hayes. And I'm planning on being down there for that, and it will then be broadcast during Chris's ordinary broadcast hours. It'll take place earlier in the day, so with any luck at all, I'll be back home and behind the microphone by then. So that's where we find ourselves this evening. I've got a bunch of emails to answer, people saying, where are you? And I will, in fact, answer them. And I thank you for downloading, if not listening live, because, well, we just can't do that right now. But I'm here. I don't feel great, but you know me. If I can get behind the microphone, I can, which means the last two nights when I wasn't, I couldn't. So have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. Take care of yourselves. Try not to catch any one-in-a-million abdominal birth defects that'll do to you what this does to me. And I'll be, you know, this is not self-promotion, but if you like to stay in touch, follow me on Twitter, at Bob Kincaid. And I'm also Bob Kincaid on Facebook. So there we go. But hey, I got in 30 minutes of radio before my gut started screaming. And I was kind of screaming at minute one, but it'll get better. I've been through this before. It sucks. It involves living on liquids for quite a while, and hey, losing a little weight. And it hurts a lot, but they'll be back. That's not a plea for sympathy, by the way. If anything, it reminds me of how badly America does not need to have its health care taken away from it. If you want to... So, there we go. Like I said, have a wonderful weekend. Okay, just one more story. Just one more. So, some public policy polling decided to do some asking around on topics of recent note. And they found out a lot of interesting things, most of which is that the country doesn't like Donald Trump. Even the Republicans aren't particularly fond of him. But they like Mike Pence even less, and that's how what we define as job security. But here's the real Lulu. In this latest round of polling by public policy polling, a question was asked. It was a trick question. By a 51-23 margin, public policy polling reports on Twitter, by a 51-23 margin, Trump voters, now this isn't anybody but Trump voters, this is just the little Trumpansies swinging from the light fixtures and flinging poo, as is their wont. By a 51-23 margin, Trump voters say the Bowling Green massacre shows why his executive order on immigration is needed. Yeah. Bowling Green massacre. Isn't that interesting? The Trumpansies heard about the Bowling Green massacre because Kellyanne Conway talked about the Bowling Green massacre. But somehow or another, they managed to not hear the part where the Bowling Green massacre never actually happened and was entirely a figment of the imagination of Kellyanne Conway, or in more plain-spoken terms, a fucking lie. Because she's a fucking liar. Mm-hmm. 51% of the Trumpansies who couldn't quite put together enough of a margin of victory to actually provide a popular victory, a popular vote victory to Donald Trump, 51% of them think the Bowling Green massacre actually happened and that the Lügenpresse has covered it up so that we wouldn't know about the slaughter in Bowling Green, even though we're not sure if it's Bowling Green, Kentucky, or the Bowling Green part of, you know, New York City. So there we go. Just a little something to ponder between now and Moran Monday. Well, I probably ruined the lead. Nah, we'll have fresh Morans by then. That would have been a great Moran Monday lead, though, wouldn't it? Yeah. Damn it, I was looking forward to Friday on the front porch. Oh, well. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to turn off the gas heat back here. Well, I'm going to upload the program back here, turn off the gas heat back here, and get my happy ass back in bed. Cool? Cool. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.